Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
When we begin to make ready for the forthcoming great and holy fast, the four weekends ahead of us are marked out by being the first weeks in which the hymnography of our divine services is drawn from that great volume, the Lenten Triodion. And these 4 weeks, each with their own theme, will bring us in due course to the very threshold of the fast itself, welcoming us by this preparation into a good and profitable Lent. In these weeks ahead, then, I should like to depart slightly from our normal pattern here on these broadcasts, and instead of selecting a passage from the Corpus of the Fathers per se each week, I would like instead to dwell on these 4 thematic Sundays of the pre-Lenten period. And in doing this, we are not really departing so much from our normal practice, for it is in the hymnography of the Church that the voice of our Holy Fathers finds its purest and most practical expression. It is here that the Church, guided by the Holy Spirit, has taken into her embrace the testimony of our varied and great fathers in the faith, drawing from their lives, from their pens, from their books, from their histories, words which our own lips sing in prayer. It is in the liturgical feasts, in the hymnography of Orthodox worship, that we find the heritage of the Holy Fathers fully expressed in, as it were, its most practical form. For it is here that we do not simply read their testimony, but we pray it and make it our own. And this is the case in these Sundays of the Triodion that lead us to the doorway of Great Lent. Here the Church, in her wisdom, has drawn from the many witnesses of individual fathers across the centuries those themes and those words which will help us to repent and to make good the fast ahead of us. And we begin with the Sunday immediately to follow this broadcast by examining the parable of the publican and the Pharisee, perhaps one of the more well-known parables in the Holy Gospel. It behooves us to begin with the text itself, and I read you here the passage as it is recorded by St. Luke. 2 men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The words by which these preparatory weeks of Great Lent are begun speak to us of a paradox. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. The Christian life is so often a paradoxical confrontation with the ways of the world around us. If we look at our world, not so different from the world at the time of the holy apostles of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we look at this world, we see that it proclaims a rather different vision of what brings real glory. In this world, if one seeks exaltation, there is a promise that if one tries hard enough, it will be obtained. that if one seeks after glory, it is there to be grasped by those most willing, most eager to take it, whatever the cost. We live in a world that teaches to struggle after glory and power and might, that holds it out as a carrot at the end of a stick, as a promise that is there, perhaps not attainable by everyone, but still a dream to be longed for by so many. And yet in the gospel, we encounter something radically different. Christ himself, in teaching this parable, does not suggest that worldly glory is not able to be obtained. No, far more mysterious, he says that it can be obtained, but that such glory leads ultimately to debasement. Pride, which the world around us teaches, lifts up. Christ proclaims, ultimately casts down. He who wishes to be exalted will be humbled. But, and hear the heart of the paradox, he who wishes to humble himself will be exalted. The world around us, my brethren, has a strange relationship with humility. In the rare cases in which it understands it at all, it is seen as a kind of quaint attribute to certain people. It is often touted precisely in those whose lives, in so many other ways, exemplify no humility at all. But then a touch of humility in a certain speech or a certain occasion is added as a kind of dusting onto the dessert to make the person's personality seem all the more inviting. But what we encounter in the Gospel of this Sunday is a different humility indeed. The humility of the tax collector, as he is recounted by Christ in his parable, is not the humility of a man who has done great things and knows that God recognizes them, and yet wishes to lower himself slightly as a form of protocol. It is said that he dared not even enter into the temple. He felt his unworthiness so profoundly that he did not deem it appropriate for himself to enter into God's holy presence. Instead, he stood afar off, beating his breast, and rather than offering any justification for any of his actions, rather than bringing before the Lord any good deeds which might be seen to counteract the weight of his own errors, he says only, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." This is a humility far more profound than a simple embellishment of character. This is an example of a man whose heart genuinely felt its unworthiness, who sought nothing except mercy, no recognition, no honor, no justification, only mercy, only forgiveness, only the embrace of God's love. How different this is from his counterpart in the parable, who offers, perhaps with pride, perhaps simply as what he believed to be an honest assessment of his life, examples of things that he did well, keeping the fasts, praying, examples of vices that he avoided, extortion, injustice, and so on. We do not know if this Pharisee was arrogant and prideful in any deep-set way. Perhaps he simply offered up what he felt were valid observations of his life. But in either case, the point is the same. When we seek to be excused for our error, when we seek to be recognized for that which is good, when we seek to be justified by virtue of our lives, our thoughts, our deeds, our words, ultimately we are cast down by that very desire. And yet when, like the tax collector, we stare into the depth of our heart, and confronting the multitude of our sin, the extent of our unworthiness, we cry out only for the mercy of the Lord, then the paradox shows forth its true pastoral message. when we seek that mercy, we shall find it. In a few weeks' time, we will sing together during Clean Week or Pure Week, the first week of the fast, the great canon of repentance of our Father among the saints, Andrew of Crete. And in that wonderful hymn, we will sing together the following. Boastful am I, and hard of heart, all in vain and for nothing. Yet condemn me not with the Pharisee, O Lord, but rather grant unto me the humility of the publican, O only merciful and just judge, and number me with him. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Church puts before us in this Sunday to come the parable Christ offered of these two creatures of his fashioning, seeking to stand before him in prayer, not that we may love the one and condemn the other, but that we may look into our own hearts, you and I, and see therein both of these figures. And if we are honest with ourselves, that we may see more of the Pharisee in us than we do of the collector of tax. And yet great Lent is a time for change. It is a time of real repentance, to identify that which is ailing in us and to seek its healing. So let us then follow the wisdom of our fathers. Let us look into our hearts, and where we see ourselves standing like the Pharisee, justifying ourselves, let us learn the humility of the tax collector. Let our prayer be like unto his, O Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And let the promise that we hear of the gospel, that we hear in the fathers, in St. Andrew, in the whole of this Lenten springtime, be our own. That seeking the Lord's mercy, we shall receive it. That humbly standing, beating our breasts, aware that we are unworthy of the kingdom, we may yet, by the promise of God's unmerited love, attain it all the same.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.